Each Tuesday morning at this time on WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition, we check in with PolitiFact Virginia, the fact checkers at the Richmond Times-Dispatch. And again today we're joined by Sean Gorman. Hi, Sean.
Good morning, Wayne.
In addition to raiding claims by various Virginia political figures as to their truthfulness, you also check on the governor's campaign promises, Bob McDonnell's campaign promises from his 2009 run for governor. It's called the Bob-O-Meter, and you have this week one of those Bob-O-Meter items. The governor, when he was running, promised to seek tougher penalties for gang recruitment. What'd you find out on his progress on that?
Well, the maximum prison sentence for recruiting adult gang members is 1 year, and McDonnell had called for increasing that to 5 years. He also wanted to double the maximum sentence for recruiting juvenile gang members, and the penalty for recruiting youth into gangs is currently 5 years. And a bill to accomplish that proposal was never introduced. Instead, McDonnell endorsed an unsuccessful bill in 2012 that called for prison sentences of up to 10 years for recruiting a gang member by phone or any other electronic communication. And State Senator Ryan McDougall, a Hanover Republican who sponsored the bill, said the legislation focused on cell phones because gangs almost always use those traceable devices when recruiting members. An amended version of the bill passed the Senate but died in the House. A lot of McDonnell's vows from his gubernatorial campaign involved supporting bills but not necessarily guaranteeing their passage, and this is another example of that. Now, McDonnell did fulfill his commitment to support a measure boosting gang recruitment penalties, so we rated this a promise kept.
Okay. Now, Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, who's running for governor this year, he is unopposed for the Republican nomination, has said he's not going to resign as Attorney General to campaign. Now, this kind of breaks a tradition in Virginia where many attorneys general in the past have run for governor, and nearly all of them have resigned during the campaign for governor. Now, he's received some criticism for saying he's not going to follow in that tradition. And Cuccinelli said Virginia is the only state that has such a tradition of attorneys general resigning when they're running for governor. Is that right? Virginia's the only one?
Well, in Virginia, this tradition of attorneys general stepping down to run for governor started in 1957, and that's when Democrat Lindsey Alman Jr. announced he was resigning as attorney general to focus on that fall's governor's race. Now, Alman won, and 4 years later, he accepted the resignation of Democrat Albertus Harrison, yet another attorney general who became governor. And it was another 16 years before another attorney general was nominated for governor. In that case, it was Democrat Andrew Miller, who resigned as the state's top lawyer in January 1977. And the tradition was temporarily broken in 1981 when Republican Marshall Coleman decided to accept only half of his attorney general's salary while he ran for governor. And since then, six attorneys general, including Bob McDonnell, have resigned to focus on their governor's race. So how about the other states? Travis Berry, the executive director of the Democratic Attorneys General Association, said this appears to be a Virginia-specific tradition. We also searched every governor's race since 1985, and there were 31 states where an attorney general ran for governor, and not a single one of them resigned. So we rate Cuccinelli's statement true.
True on the truth-o-meter. All right, very good. Thanks to Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia. We check in each week at this time with the fact checkers at the Times-Dispatch on our PolitiFact Virginia segment. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Wayne. Talk to you next week.
Okay.